Live from KQED News, I'm Natalia Navarro. A federal judge has ruled Google destroyed employee messages it should have handed over as part of an antitrust lawsuit against the tech giant. KQED's Rachel Miro has more from our Silicon Valley desk.
The U.S. District Judge in San Francisco noted in his ruling, quote, "An abundance of evidence establishes that Google employees routinely use chat to discuss matters relevant to this antitrust litigation." In a statement, Attorney General Rob Bonta said destroying messages that might have contained evidence constitutes, quote, "egregious behavior." The suit filed by 38 states and the District of Columbia accuses Google of plotting with cell phone makers to monopolize the smartphone app market. Google has denied the allegations and claimed it's produced more than 3 million documents, including thousands of chats. I'm Rachel Miro, KQED News.
In the latest turn in a dispute over BART's Inspector General's office, the transit agency says it intends to nearly triple the watchdog's budget. KQED's Dan Brecky reports.
The regional measure that created the BART Inspector General's office in 2018 set aside $1 million a year to run it. East Bay State Senator Steve Glazer has demanded that BART increase the office's budget and give it new powers before the state grants the district badly needed emergency funding. Now, BART says it has worked out a plan with the Metropolitan Transportation Commission that would increase the Inspector General's budget to $2.7 million a year. The plan needs approval from both the agency that distributes bridge toll revenue and the BART board. I'm Dan Brecky, KQED News.
And I'm Natalia Navarro.